collaboration between Wanderlust Circus and Three Leg Torso. We'll hear all about it from Noah Mickens of Wanderlust, and also he plays Scrooge, so that's kind of a cool thrill. And Bela Baloche of Three Leg Torso. We'll hear clips from the show and also a ticket giveaway. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. Love, love, love that music. With me in the studio are Noah Mickens.
Oh, hello, Dee Mae.
Of Wanderlust Circus, and it's a first timer, so good to have you here, at least on stage and studio. And Bela Baloche of Three Leg Torso. You've been back a couple of times.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Welcome both to stage and studio. Now, I've been racking my brain for a way to classify the music we just heard and the kind of music. It's not really three-leg torso, you know, it's a little more circusy, right? So what would you say? You're collaborating for a circus carol, and it kind of reminds me of Kurt Weill, Three Penny Opera a little bit. But how would you describe the musical style? You wanna go for that, Noah?
Well, gosh, I'm not sure. You know, the music that they're playing is a combination of three legs usual repertoire. Like, I believe that song we were just playing, that's on a three-leg album, right?
It's not yet, but it
yeah, was, I haven't yes. heard that one on
yeah,
three-leg
Yeah, it was
yet.
Composed about a year ago by Courtney Vondrelli, but we decided that it would be a good piece for this production.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
piece. It really
piece,
is.
So
it's called
shout
Waltz
out
in the
for
Corner.
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there, shout out.
And in addition to that, of course, it's also, they're playing traditional Christmas carols, but still arranged in sort of a three-leg torsonian sort of a way. So
yeah.
It has that, I've seen you call it a Bohemian chamber ensemble.
Yeah, we call it a bunch of things. We call it world chamber music or cinematic world chamber music. It could be a number of things. It's kind of hard to put your finger on what it is.
We even do one. We made sure to mix in one Hanukkah song as well.
That's correct.
You yes. have a good mix of mixtures of the songs that I've heard so far from
yes.
a circus carol,
yeah.
and some traditional, but also the three-leg torso songs, and
uh-huh.
so. Yeah, it's
and we
a,
put
it's
a dark
a
twist
mix.
On. We put a really dark twist on some of the Christmas mm-hmm. songs, and that was kind of one of the things that we wanted to do when we put the show together with Noah and the circus.
Well, where did this idea come from? Now I know you did a weekend of it last year.
We did last
so
year.
So where did that idea come from? To do this musical version of Christmas Carol set in a circus, I take it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not set in a circus.
It isn't?
No, although. What we did is the entire thing tells the pretty much the existing traditional story of Scrooge, but the circus arts are woven through the story. It's sort of a through-line story, a little bit more complex than what you might do for a basic variety review, but still it's just the story provides a bridge between circus and musical and dance routines that are relatively self-contained. So all three of the ghosts, two of them are aerialists, and one of them is Eric Stern, who plays accordion and is an opera singer.
We had him on 2 weeks ago, actually.
Yeah. So he's the ghost of Hanukkah Present.
Awesome.
And then we've got, Bob Cratchit is a juggler, and the young Scrooge back in the old days during the Christmas Past sequence is a swing dancer. It's a big swing dance group scene. So we found ways like that of weaving the circus arts into the story without making it explicitly about a circus.
No, and I think that's beautifully done, and you said it very well and described it very well. So, but you keep important parts of the text of A Christmas Carol, the book.
There are some, yeah. All the real go-to lines that I feel like you see recurring in every version. I mean, well, like that one near the end where you ask when I ask you to get the big goose, you say, you mean the one as big as me?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Those like signature lines that are always in it. I mean, I say Bah Humbug, and there's the part where I say it's bad for business, and Marley's like, mankind should be your business. Like all the real basic stock Christmas Carol stuff is in there. But I definitely don't cleave to the text too closely. I want to keep it real light, and it's a humorous take on the story. We don't take it real heavy and dark because it's a circus after all, and it's difficult to combine any kind of real emotional weight and darkness and depth with, like, then somebody comes out and juggles.
Well, in just hearing some of the music from it and some of your performance in the music, it sounds a bit surreal to me, you know, which I like. I like that quality. It's not too light, not too dark, but it's just a little bit different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's got a real theatrical quality. When I say theatrical, I mean it's like explicitly theatrical, you know, because we can't, it's beyond our capability to make a smooth, illusionistic sort of a stage. So you can really see the nuts and bolts in this production. You can see the stagehands carrying things on and off stage and, you know, using light cues to kind of suggest where people should send their attention while business is happening in the dark over to the right and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel like when you're there, you're very aware of the theater and very aware of the production, while at the same time, the story is being told in a way that I think resonates with people emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, you play Scrooge, and he's a singing Scrooge, and you're still visited by Marley's ghost and the three ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. And how would you describe your Scrooge?
My Scrooge? I think he is a relatively modern-day Scrooge. I don't my shows are never in a specific time period, so it all sort of looks old-fashioned. But I feel like my Scrooge is somewhat of a modern-day, present-day Scrooge. He's sardonic and has a real directness and sort of a cruelty in the way that he speaks to people and addresses them. But at the same time, my Scrooge, to the degree that we delve into his past in a real specific way, he's the product of tragedy, of having once been this really cool, handsome, charming guy who left it all behind and let it all get away from him in his pursuit of money and wealth and success, and maybe didn't understand the consequences of the choices he made when he was young, and now it's almost too late for him. So he's a bitter, old, angry man who's become isolated from the world, but when he was young, he was real cool and real sharp, so he's got this tragic memory of the life that he could have had. You know?
It really is tragic. I mean, there is a tragedy about him, and that's why the redemption. I mean, the protagonist has to fall, and then to a really low level, and then, you know, the redemption is so much more meaningful then, mm-hmm. you know, and his change is so much more meaningful. And you sing quite a bit in the show. We're going to hear Scrooge singing from A Christmas Carol right now.
Oh, great.
And this one, I believe, is Silver Bells.
Mm-hmm. I would like to note that I'm singing in character. I'm, in fact, at least a decent singer. But in the Scrooge character, I'm very growly and old manish. And, you know, I don't really turn on the croon for this show.
He does it brilliantly.
Well, you're performing a character. So right. We're going to hear you perform the character of Scrooge.
Thank you.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, flashing bright red and green, as the families race home with their treasures. I hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the clamor you hear. Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, greeting smile after smile. Learned on every street corner you
to put that on my ringtone.
That's Bela Balos on the grunge mandolin there.
Do you play the guitar?
No, that's actually an octave mandolin.
Oh, it
that,
is?
Yeah, it's an acoustic instrument that I've been playing for a few years.
Whoa.
And I put it through some effects that make it sound like a grunge kind of.
Wow, that was really awesome. I didn't know you played that.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's fun.
Well, I'm here with Noah Mickens and Bela Balog of Circus Carol, and it runs through this weekend, December 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Alberta Rose Theater, and that's located at 3000 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. And we have more of that info at stageandstudio.org. And you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we just heard a piece from A Circus Carol from Wanderlust Circus and Three Leg Torso. Now, why did you want to do this? I mean, you guys are busy. You've got, you both got, you know, busy companies and groups, and you're doing all kinds of things. So why a holiday show?
For years and years, my dad, who's also a musician, he's a violinist. And
Say his name.
His name's Lajos Balog. And so he's kind of he's a local conductor, and he's been encouraging me for many years to do some kind of a holiday show. And I said, Dad, come on, that's really not what I'd like to do. And after a while, it started to kind of sink in somehow that how that works. And I talked to Courtney and I said, we should do something, but not your traditional holiday show or Christmas show. And all of a sudden, we started thinking about Noah and doing something with Noah. And we just know how brilliant Noah is. Cool. as a writer, as a ringleader, ringmaster. I'm sorry,
ringleader, too.
Yes. Well, not anymore. It's kind of a career path for a lot of us.
but we got together last year and for a couple of months we worked on. Well, Noah wrote the script and I think you wrote a lot of the lyrics for the tunes. Is that correct?
Did you? No. The lyrics. I think the only original lyrics in the show are TJ's lyrics for the opening song. Other than that, I'm using traditional Christmas lyrics.
Well, he's brilliant. He's brilliant to work with. And so, when we contacted Noah, we got a positive reaction, and that was it. We got all these folks together and got the show going, and it went really well last year.
And was that at the Alberta Rose, too?
That was at the Alberta Rose.
So does it accommodate aerial work really well?
It does.
We, Wanderlust Circus, installed a lot of the aerial stuff there. We, pretty much any time we're going to move into a theater and have it be our new, you know, primary headquarters, which the Alberta Rose is for us. We've been doing pretty much all of our shows there for several years. So in order to do that, we have to modify the theater. It's almost no place is really ready to receive like a big theatrical circus. So we had to go up in the attic and drill holes in the ceiling and install, aerial rigs on the beams and everything. We had to make a lot of modifications.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. But all that happened years ago. So it was already ready to go when they approached me. And, you know, I've been a huge fan of Three Lake Torso for quite some time. When I first moved to Portland, I was just telling Bela this a minute ago, actually. When I first moved here, I think it might have been the first show that I saw in town was Three Lake Torso and Miss Murgatroyd and Rollerball at the Fez Ballroom. This is like 97 or something, like a long time ago. And I've just been a huge fan of theirs ever since. I've got all their CDs and everything, and you know. But it took me a while for us really to get to know each other. We collaborated on a few shows before. We did that circus at the Village Building Convergence.
That's right.
That one time. And
yeah.
You guys were in our Endless Road trilogy that one summer. Uh-huh. Like we've done some stuff in the past. But so when they contacted me to really produce a new show together, it didn't take me a minute to decide.
It's a no-brainer for you, right?
Absolutely.
So how many people are in this production, do you think? Have you counted them all?
Not recently.
Sounds like a big ensemble.
It's five musicians. Joe Janiga and TJ Arco, Courtney Vondrelli, and Mike Murphy. So we've got the music covered.
It's in the neighborhood of 15 or so on the cast side, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's like 20 people in
the show. I mean, it sounds like a spectacle, so you would need quite a few people in that. And I just wanted to actually ask Noah more about Wanderlust Circus. I mean, how did that come to be?
The Wanderlust Circus. I mean, there's a long version of that story that I've told many times, but to instead take the short version, it started when myself and a man named Nick the Creature, who is to this day is my co-producer, my partner in the circus, we joined forces. He had a circus in San Francisco at that time called Circo Romani, and I was running a circus that was the fourth circus that I had directed at that time called Batty's Hippodrome here in Portland, and we joined forces and started the Wanderlust Circus together about 7 years ago. And so since then, it's just been a process of finding all the best performers and kind of building this core troupe together. And at this point, we've got a house band and we've got acrobats and aerialists and jugglers that have been working with us for years. And, you know, we have a really well-defined company now. We travel on our wander bus and we do shows at all the big festivals and raves and things, and plus these more theatrical shows, and we got a CD out, and you know, we're a very broad spectrum organization because it includes music and theater and dance and all sorts of other things as well. So yeah, Wanderlust Circus is sort of a profoundly complex organization. There's a whole second troupe too in San Diego that's also part of our organization.
Wow.
So there are actually two Wanderlust Circuses that are operating out of two different cities. We try to cover the West Coast together. And we'll, I think we're starting other ones as well. We're going to try to maybe start one in Seattle and some other spots.
It sounds like you are one busy man.
Yes.
One busy man. And Vela, you're a busy man too. I mean, there are more than three people, as you mentioned, in three-leg torso.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're always busy performing different places. Are you working on a new CD, by the way?
We're working on new tunes for a new CD.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of things with symphony orchestras, and we've got a ton of arrangements of our original tunes for symphony orchestras. We'll be with the Beaverton Symphony Orchestra in January for 2 dates, but we're also licensing a lot of music for film and composing music for film. So, but you know, that CD, that it takes us a long time to put a CD out.
How long do you think?
How long until our next one?
Yeah. Do you have an ETA on that?
Well, I'd like to do something by next fall.
Yeah.
And we're also going to do a recording of this.
This sounded really good just off the board.
Well, it was recorded. We started working on this CD for A Circus Carol.
Are you going to do it live or are you going to do it in the studio?
We've been doing it in the studio. We've been doing it at Dogfish. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be, that'll probably come out first, and then we'll have a three-leg torso.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have to do another Circus Carol to debut the CD.
Well, I think we will. We love working with Noah and the Wanderlust Circus, and last year we did really well, so we added a bunch of shows for this year. We just finished our show down in Eugene last weekend at the McDonald Theater. So, yeah, We're matched up now.
The intent is definitely to keep the show going. Yeah. I intend to make it an annual production, and I think make it a larger affair every year. We want to take it on the road more and find nearby sort of regional circuit kind of towns to do it in. And yeah, we're working on building it. Both of us are always so busy with a million projects that, you know, we can't just drop everything and make this one go.
But you can plan it way ahead. Yeah. I mean, it's a year from now, so you probably could continue to do it seasonally.
It's
really interesting to have different types of material for holidays, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's unusual. And so I really think that this is one of those. Yeah. I really do. Is it easier to collaborate, you know, when you have good partners like this to be able to pull this off?
Oh, it is definitely.
Yeah,
much
you're both
easier.
Kind of like, of
yeah.
course it is.
Oh yeah, it's so easy to work with these guys. I mean they're professionals, and you know we consider ourselves professionals as well, and so that's how we get along.
Listen, they give a good mutual respect going
I
on
think
here
so,
too,
yeah.
and
yes,
that helps in that trust.
Yeah. Bottomless, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it's cool too though because these guys are professionals for sure, three-leg torso, but they're not uptight. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not. Like some people have, they're maybe a little too professional. Like, they're so professional that, like, that's what they're thinking about all day.
In fact, Bela, you're a lot more reserved than I normally see.
Yeah. I know. I came in and I prepared myself to behave. And because normally I don't.
No, he's, you know, I think you're a good influence on Bailey.
Well, it's vice versa. Yeah.
Well, A Circus Carol, adapted from the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol by Wanderlust Circus and Three-Leg Torso. A Circus Carol performs for 1 weekend only, December 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 8 p.m. And all shows are located at Alberta Rose Theater at 3000 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. And minors are okay when accompanied by a parent or guardian. Did you hear that, minors? Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets and info, call Three-Leg Torso at 503-740-9614. 740-9614. You can also get info at wanderlustcircus.com or threelegtorso.com. And that's a three, number three, don't spell it out. You can find out more about these shows as well as photos and links and a podcast of this interview at stageandstudio.org. And we have a pair of tickets to offer to the third caller here at KBOO. The third caller, pick up a pair of tickets too. And here's the number, 503-231-5106, 231-5106. And no, Bela, you can't call. Okay, I saw you reaching for your cell phone. In the time remaining, though, what's in store for both of you? What's in store for Wanderlust and for Three-Leg Torso after this? I know you're working on your CD.
We're working on our CD. And as I had mentioned earlier, we'll be with the Beaverton Symphony Orchestra. Let's see.
When is that happening?
That's January 17th and 19th.
Oh, you're in rehearsal for that, too.
Yeah, we'll be in rehearsal for that. So that'll be interesting. We'll be performing a lot of our tunes, I think six of our tunes with the symphony. So
what's the Beaverton Symphony like?
Well, I will find out soon. The conductor's name is Travis Hatton. We've worked with him before, and he really liked working with us, and we liked working with him. So it is a full orchestra.
They have a new fairly new performing arts center there, too, don't
you know,
they?
Actually, I think we'll be at the Village Baptist Church, which has
beautiful... Oh, really? Okay. It does.
It's a beautiful hall, and I've seen...
acoustically, they're usually the best places to play.
Yeah, so that's our next big thing that we'll be doing. You know, we'll be continuing to license music and write music and
keeping on going. Yeah. Huh?
As for us, we've had a really busy Christmas. We just did the White Album Christmas, which you do every year, and then right into the Circus Carol production. So we're going to hit some kind of slow periods in terms of big productions. We're not doing another one until March. When we're doing the latest installment of our big crazy dance party circus show, which is called Mega Bounce, and will be wonderful. But in the meantime, we have a weekly series that happens every Wednesday at Dante's, which is mostly a musical showcase. There's limited amounts of circus and variety performance as well, but for the most part, it's just our house band, the Wanderlust Circus Orchestra. So we're doing that this Wednesday, the 18th of December, and then taking 2 weeks off, actually, because it's Christmas Day and then New Year's Day, which both seemed like not a good bet.
You should take a
for
day
like a
off
nightclub
too.
Type of show, like Christmas Day, come see my swing band at Dante's downtown. It seemed unlikely. But then we're going to come back January the 8th, which will be a very special edition of the Wanderlust. This is called the Wanderlust Social, a very special edition in honor of my mother's birthday. I'm flying her to Portland and putting on big happy birthday show for my mom January the 8th.
So, Wanderlust Social. I'm sure she's proud as heck.
Yeah, she's pretty into it. So yeah, we're doing this Wednesday, December 18th, the Wanderlust Social, and then taking a couple weeks off, then doing it again January the 8th. So if people are into swing music and cabaret singing and a little bit of circus thrown into the mix, it's a hot 9-piece swing ensemble with sort of a bohemian Spike Jonze, Carl Stalling, Danny Elfman
twist. You really
want
to live in the 30s, don't you, or the 40s, right?
No, I want right
now. You
want
right now.
I'm a man of the present day. It's all kind of coming together, you know? It's like as we near the eschaton and the singularity or whatever, all the different periods are sort of merging into a single thing, and I'm happy to be here right now.
Well,
I feel
thank
like
you for dressing up today. I'm told you always dress this way, but people can see the photo at stageandstudio.org because you look sharp, Noah.
He's,
you look really sharp.
Sharp
Noah Mickens, it was such a pleasure to talk with you. Wanderlust Circus.
Yeah,
great
too,
to have you here.
Cool. And call me anytime.
I will. And Bela Belog. Hey, Three Leg Torso.
Great to see you.
Always great to
Thank
have you
for
here.
Having us.
Thanks for joining me on Stage and Studio. We're going to take a short break and hear a scene from A Circus Carol with Scrooge and Marley.
Oh, no, Ebenezer, I'm not a Christmas caroler. It's me, your old business partner, Jacob Marley.
Ah, don't be ridiculous. Jacob Marley's been dead and in the grave 10 years. Marley, it really is you. You're alive.
Yes, Ebenezer, I'm alive, and I've just wrapped myself in chains and broken into your house at midnight to tell you the good news.
You mean you're...
That's right, old friend. I'm as dead as a dollar and cursed to roam eternally as a ghost. These locks and chains are mine to bear, forged one link at a time by my cruelty and greed.
Wait a minute. Chains of cruelty and greed? This is some kind of a symbolic dream or something, isn't it? Brought on by guilt and too much roast beef, huh? There's more gravy than grave to you.
Guilt, Ebenezer?
Well, subconscious guilt, of course, over firing that loafer, Bob Cratchit.
He has given you the best years of his life to work for our company.
And that was A Circus Carol with Wanderlust and Three Leg Torso. I'm going into the audio vault, and I want to play you a short vox with my audio Christmas card.
I'm making an audio Christmas card, and it begins with a touch of blue and a dash of red reaching up to the sky. were going to put a picture together, if you're going to paint a picture on a Christmas card, what would that picture be?
Probably of a Christmas tree with green, red, blue, orange, all the pretty darker colors.
A picture of maybe a country road with lots of snow on it and possibly children on skis skiing down or maybe away from you.
Red and white and green and Christmassy.
Christmas tree or Santa.
Just a snow scene out in the wilderness with all the trees. White and brown and green.
There would be a lot of color, like bright colors, and in the center there would be sort of a sparkling, glistening diamond. But a lot of swirling colors.
Kids playing in the snow with the snowman in front of their house with their mom and dad.
The countryside of Long Island. Where I was born, there were dirt roads and farms, and it was New York City.
Outdoor scene with evergreen trees and snow.
The chimney with the smoke coming out and the house in the snow somewhere, and perhaps an old car with chains on it, or a horse with a saddle on the back.
Greens and blue and white, some cool colors.
I would maybe put holly berries. Holly berries, a holly leaf or something. A Christmas tree or something.
Okay, and now I turn the card over and see what the message is.
Merry Christmas. I hope you're happy.
Peace and joy and love and Christmas every day of the year.
I love you and Merry Christmas.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
The feeling that's Christmas may be seasonal, but this year, let's hang on to it.
I'd like to be able to say, and I don't know what words to use, but so that everyone would have the year that they wanted, you know, the peace and contentment that everyone's looking for.
And that was an audio Christmas card I produced in 1988. You can hear my audio archive at soundcloud.com/dmayroberts. That's it for Station Studio today. My thanks to engineer Janet Anderson. If you missed any of this show, visit stageandstudio.org. You can also download shows at iTunes. And don't forget to like us on facebook.com/stage_n_studio or tweet me at @stage_n_studio. Till next time, I'm Dmay Roberts. We're going out with more music from A Circus Carol from Wanderlust Circus and Three-Leg Torso.
You're tuned to KBOO 90.7. Up next is Art Focus with host Ava Lake. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market, open daily December 18th through December 24th for the Festival of the Last Minute. Saturday Market offers handmade art, crafts, and other gifts created by artists from the Pacific Northwest and is located at Southwest Ankeny and Nato Parkway in Waterfront Park. Information at PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, can't tell them apart at all.
Good morning. Thanks so much for listening to Art Focus. My name is Ava Lake, and I have with me today an artist who, she's got an exhibition that's at Augen Gallery right now. Her name is Mary Chomenko Hinckley. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you,
Great. Great. And so this show is called Gates of Venice, Studies in Color and Pattern. And, well, I'd like to just say, first off, that this show is glass. Is it all glass?
Yes, it is. It's all glass.
Yeah, I say that just because sometimes you've done photography and prints, and you've done a lot of different things.
Yes, I have.
But they are kind of all related.
They are. I love materials. I love working in different medium. And I think it's interesting to learn something different to express a certain idea. And it's I enjoy coming up with a new way of expressing myself.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying I enjoyed learning new things. So that means, like, for instance, when you took on the print thing and the photography thing, was that like, had you done that before?
I've done photography for years, and I did printmaking as an undergraduate in New Jersey, and then studied at the Museum School in Boston and did more printmaking, lithography, etching, then did a master's at the California College of Art in Oakland, and that was also in printmaking, but it focused on doing monotypes, which is more like painting and printing on paper.
Well, what about the glass thing? I mean, when did you start that?
The glass thing, at the California College of Art, I did glass blowing with Marvin Lepofsky, who was the head of the glass department at the time. But I didn't like working with the heat of the furnaces and ended up doing some cast glass.
Uh-huh.
And then worked in cast paper for a number of years, which turned into cast bronze. So I've always been making objects and working somewhere between two and three dimensional work.
So what you're saying when you say cast objects,